Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Good morning, and praise the Lord. Today we have three scripture readings, all from the Old Testament. Today is Friday, March 29th, 2024. We'll begin with Isaiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 14, Genesis chapter 5, verse 32 through chapter 6, verse 8, and we conclude with Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 through chapter 7, verse 1. And I also have a short anecdote to share with you after we've read the scriptures, so please stay tuned for that. We begin with Isaiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 14. In the days of Ahaz the son of Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Judah, Rezin the king of Syria, and Pekah the son of Remaliah, the king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to wage war against it, but they could not conquer it. When the house of David was told, Syria is in league with Ephraim, his heart and the heart of his people shook as the trees of the forest shake before the wind. And the Lord said to Isaiah, Go forth to meet Ahaz, you and Shear-Chajab, your son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool on the highway to the fuller's field, and say to him, Take heed, be quiet, do not fear, and do not let your heart be faint because of these two smoldering stumps of firebrands at the fierce anger of Rezin and Syria and the son of Remaliah. Because Syria with Ephraim and the son of Remaliah has devised evil against you, saying, Let us go up against Judah and terrify it, and let us conquer it for ourselves, and set up the son of Tabeel as king in the midst of it. Thus says the Lord God, It shall not stand, and it shall not come to pass. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin. Within 65 years Ephraim will be broken to pieces, so that it will no longer be a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is the son of Remaliah. If you will not believe, surely you shall not be established. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. And he said, Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. We continue with the book of Genesis, chapter 5, verse 32, through chapter 6, verse 8. After Noah was 500 years old, Noah became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. When men began to multiply on the face of the ground and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair, and they took to wife such of them as they chose. Then the Lord said, My spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he is flesh, but his days shall be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. These were the mighty men that were of old, the men of renown. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out man, whom I have created from the face of the ground, man and beast, and creeping things, and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. And we conclude with the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 20, through chapter 7, verse 1. My son, keep your father's commandment, and forsake not your mother's teaching. Bind them upon your heart always, tie them about your neck. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching a light, and the reproofs of discipline are the way of life, to preserve you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adventuress. Do not desire her beauty in your heart, and do not let her capture you with her eyelashes. For a harlot may be hired for a loaf of bread, but an adulteress stalks a man's very life. Can a man carry fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Or can one walk upon hot coals and his feet not be scorched? So is he who goes in to his neighbor's wife. None who touches her will go unpunished. Do not men despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his appetite when he is hungry? And if he is caught, he will pay sevenfold. He will give all the goods of his house. He who commits adultery has no sense. He who does it destroys himself. Wounds and dishonor will he get, and his disgrace will not be wiped away. For jealousy makes a man furious, and he will not spare when he takes revenge. He will accept no compensation, nor be appeased, though you multiply gifts. My son, keep my words and treasure up my commandments with you. I came upon an interesting article the other day on ESPN.com. I was traveling, and at the end of the day, we had arrived in our hotel, and I just caught the final moments of a basketball game between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Los Angeles Clippers. And this was just a couple of days ago, that maybe the 26th or 27th of March here in 2024. And well, to put it lightly, the 76ers, they had a legitimate gripe with how the game ended. They made a last-second push to win the game with the final possession, and their player got fouled, but the refs didn't call it. Maybe the refs just wanted to go home. I don't know why they didn't call it, but they didn't. And if they had called it, the player would have had two free throws, and it would have put them over the top to win the game. So they were right to be upset. However, the player that actually made the shot and was fouled, he got upset with the refs, and he was very demonstrative emotionally. And afterwards, he was asked about this, and he showed a lot of character, a lot of Christian character, and it really spoke to me, and I wanted to share it with you. The man's name is Kelly Oubre, O-U-B-R-E, and he was asked to comment on his actions and his demeanor after the game, and what he said really spoke to me, and I want to read it for you. He said, "First and foremost, heat of the moment. This is an intense basketball game, and we're not perfect. The refs aren't perfect. I want to apologize for losing my cool, because that's something I try to work on each and every day, and try to represent God in the best way I possibly can, and that was not it. So I just ask for forgiveness. But I saw Coach Nurse getting riled up, and if our coach is going to fight for us and he's going there, then I'm right behind him. But at the end of the day, it wasn't cool. So I'll take whatever penalties come with that, and you have to move on. But I have to be better, in a sense." So those were his comments, and that really spoke to me, that he not only took accountability for his actions, but also mentioned God, and not just in a gratuitous way that so many athletes do, but it was a very sincere mention of God and his accountability with his actions toward God. So I just really appreciated that, and I wanted to share it with you. Well, again, I am traveling, and I'm in a really loud place, so now's a good time to sign off. As a reminder, you can access this and listen to the scriptures every day. Just go to your favorite podcast player and type in GMPTL. That is the initials for Good Morning, Praise the Lord. Again, my name is James Newcomb, and we will sign off with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.